Hey guys. Yeah, so I'm going to be sharing about the fact that we don't exist to serve our own purposes, but rather we exist to glorify God in our lives. And yeah, I'm basing this on Psalm 115, verse 1, which says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name goes all the glory for the sake of your unfailing love and kindness." And this is a verse that has held a lot of personal significance to me over many years, actually. Because, yeah, basically, I was head girl at my high school, and not like that, wait, okay. So, just during the December holidays before going into matric, I felt God speaking this verse into my life and, yeah, calling me to be glorifying him in the position of head girl. And, yeah, the year started out fine. I was focused on God, and I was really trying to use the position to bring honor and glory to him. And I felt like for the most part, I was doing okay. And yeah, then as the year went on, I did notice that it started to become more and more about what the position meant to me and the status rather than glorifying God in what I was doing. And yeah, I started to feel like I had earned the role instead of seeing the role as a gift from God. And yeah, looking back now, 5 years later, I really regret just the way I embraced that role and used it for my own status and I guess to glorify myself instead of glorifying God. And yeah, I really regret the fact that I didn't acknowledge God's love and kindness in giving me that role, but instead used the position to glorify myself. So unfortunately, that was definitely not the last time I focused on myself instead of on God. There have been many, many times since then where I've continued to get this wrong and I've continued to glorify myself over God. But it's been something that God and the Holy Spirit has been continually challenging me on. And yeah, I think just making me aware of how self-focused my perspective is and calling me to have a more God-focused perspective and to be glorifying God in how I'm living my life. And I think that the stage of life students are in now or young adults are in now is one that feels like you have to adopt a self-focused perspective, because when you're making decisions about your career or your studies or the direction you want your life to take, it often feels like the criteria that you're using to make your decisions aren't based on glorifying God. They're based on what you think is going to be the best or most successful plan for your life. So I think as young adults, we're in a really challenging space where we're being pulled to a self-focused perspective. But in reality, our lives don't belong to ourselves. So if we look at Romans 14, verse 8, it says, "If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we are the Lord's." And yeah, I think this verse is telling us that our lives aren't our own. And yeah, it's not just about being here for a fun time. Our primary purpose in life is not about, you know, getting married or having a successful career or having kids or anything like that. Our primary purpose in life is to be glorifying God and bringing honor to his name. Sorry, it's getting hot up here. So yeah, I don't think this necessarily means that we all need to be in full-time ministry, because I don't think we're all called to that. But I do think it means that we need to be critically analyzing how we're living our lives and questioning whether we are actually glorifying God in our daily lives. And I think this theme of glorifying God is one that resonates throughout the Bible. So Psalm 115 verse 1 is one example, but there's so many others. So if we look at Matthew 5 verse 16, Jesus is telling us to let our light shine before other people so that they can see our good works and give glory to God. And the focus is on giving glory to God, not on our good works. And if we're looking at 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31, Paul is telling us to do everything for the glory of God. So I think we can see this constant refrain throughout the Bible that glorifying God is our overriding purpose that is dictating how we act and how we treat people in every context of our lives. And glorifying God isn't something that he's forcing us to do because he wants attention. It's actually about recognizing God's unconditional love for us and his grace and kindness to us and his faithfulness to us, and then wanting to honor him through glorifying him. And yeah, I mean, there's so many ways that we can be glorifying God in our lives. But essentially, I think it comes down to representing God and acknowledging God. Oh, thank you. Yeah, so glorifying God is going to look different in different contexts. But essentially, it's about mirroring his image. And it's about reflecting God in how we live our lives and being a manifestation of his love. And as Christians, we are really embodying Christ and we're representing God and God's love to the world. And that does come with the responsibility to glorify and honor God in how we live. Sorry, I don't know what that was. Also we can look to Jesus's life on earth as the perfect example for how we should be displaying God's character and kindness to other people and how we're living our lives. So I think that's the one aspect, just that we're representing God and we're really embodying his characteristics and his love for the world in how we live. And then I think the next aspect of glorifying God is recognizing that anything and everything we have is a gift from God. So whether it's our abilities or our resources or our relationships or the opportunities available to us, all of that is a gift from God and it should be used to honor God. This is definitely not something that comes naturally or easily. It definitely is a continuous process. But I think that through walking consistently in our relationship with God and through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and just starting to recognize God's love and kindness towards us, gives us a desire to reflect his image more and to embody him in how we live our lives. My encouragement to my generation is to be less concerned with what you're doing with your life and more concerned with how you're living your life. It's not just about honoring God in the big decisions that you make. Obviously, that is important, but it's also about honoring God in the way you live your daily life. It's about honoring God in every small interaction. And I think often you know how to honor God in those interactions. You know what is the most loving and glorifying thing to be doing in those moments. I really do encourage you to reflect and pray into this. And I would ask you to look at what are the areas in your life where you can better be honoring God? What are the areas in your life where you aren't actually reflecting God's love and kindness to other people? What are the areas in your life where you're not acknowledging God and his gracious gifts to you? And I think ultimately it comes down to how can you be better representing God and showing his kindness to everyone that you're interacting with? I just want to end off by reading Psalm 115, verse 1 again. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name goes all the glory for the sake of your unfailing love and kindness. Thank you. That's it.